This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated eminent lawyer Ujjwal Dev Rao Nikam, social worker C. Sadanandan Master, former Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla, and historian and academician Dr. Meenakshi Jain to Rajya Sabha. The Home Affairs Minister informed about the decision through a notification. Mr. Nikam, who hails from Maharashtra, served as a government counsel in the Mumbai terror attacks case. C. Sadanandan Master from Kerala has a long career in education. Harshvardhan Shringla served as ambassador to the US, Bangladesh and Thailand. He served as chief coordinator for India's G20 presidency in 2023. Dr. Meenakshi Jain has served as associate professor of history at Gargi College in University of Delhi. The president nominates 12 persons to the upper house of parliament for their contributions towards arts, literature, sciences and social services. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a series of social media posts, congratulated all of them on being nominated to the upper house. The Election Commission has established direct contact with nearly all electors in Bihar, and over 80% of voters in the state have already submitted their enumeration forms. The commission said it is moving ahead to complete the collection of enumeration forms well before the stipulated date of 25th of this month. The poll panel said in a statement that in order to get their names included in the draft electoral rolls to be published on 1st of August, the electors have to submit their forms, preferably along with the eligibility documents. In Bihar, the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR drive of voters list has successfully detected a large number of citizens from Nepal, Bangladesh and Myanmar during door-to-door verification by the BLOs. The ECI sources said that it was revealed to the BLOs on duty that these persons have been able to procure all documents, including Aadhaar, domicile certificate, ration card, and others. With these revelations during the SIR, some apprehensions are corroborated and the concerns are being duly addressed by the Election Commission of India. ECI sources say that after proper inquiry, which is to be conducted from 1st to 30th of August, if found true, such names shall not be included in the final list to be published on 30th of September this year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met his Singaporean counterpart Vivian Balakrishnan and reviewed the progress in bilateral cooperation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar, who is on a visit to Singapore, said the country is at the heart of India's Act East policy, while Singapore's Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan said, as the world inexorably transitions into multipolarity, India will play an increasingly important role as one of these major poles of opportunity. After his visit to Singapore, the External Affairs Minister will reach Tianjin in China to participate in the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting. Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission are expected to begin their journey back to Earth tomorrow. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, in a social media post, said the undocking has been scheduled for tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. He said the crew will arrive on Earth on Tuesday at around 3 p.m. IST. Group Captain Shukla was on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Uttarakhand today. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani said similar conditions will continue over eastern part of the country, including West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha during the next 2 days. And on sports, in Wimbledon tennis, top seed Yannick Sinner of Italy will face two-time defending champion and second seed Carlos Alcaraz of Spain in the men's singles final at the Centre Court in London tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:30 p.m. IST. In women's singles, Iga Swiatek clinched her maiden Wimbledon title after thrashing Amanda Anisimova in the final. And in cricket, host England will resume their second innings play against India on day 4 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. England were at 2 for no loss at stumps on day 3 yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.